Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan.
Welcome back to Talking Golf with Ann Liguori, and it is my pleasure to say hello to Ernie Els, Hall of Fame golfer, winner of 4 major titles, 1 senior major title, and 80 professional victories overall, and really one of the most popular golfers on the planet. Ernie Els, welcome to Talking Golf.
Well, thank you very much, Ann. Nice to be with you guys. Thank you.
Now, your first of 4 major titles was the 1994 U.S. Open title at Oakmont Country Club outside of Pittsburgh, where the U.S. Open will be played this week. You were 24 years old at the time, and I'm curious, what do you remember about that win?
Yeah, it's unreal. You know, I'm 55 now. I was 24 back then. Yeah, I mean, 31 years ago at Oakmont, I remember it being very, very hot. anybody that's my age will remember that week. I speak to a lot of friends of mine who actually came to watch, and the one thing we always talk about is the heat that we had. It was 105 degrees, and you know, the whole week was pretty warm. And another thing I remember fondly is Arnold Palmer playing his last, you know, U.S. Open tournament there at Oakmont, where he was from. So a lot of great, great memories, not only winning the tournament, obviously, but also great memories from just being there.
Sure. And I know you won, what, on the second sudden death hole, defeating Lauren Roberts, but you had to play an 18-hole playoff on the Monday, right?
Yeah. I mean, I had a 2-shot lead with, I think, 3 or 4 to go. And I remember, you know, I hit it a little bit short on 16, the par 3 is a long par 3. I got it on the green, but I ran the first putt by a good 12 feet and, you know, missed that return. I didn't birdie 17. And then I made a bit of a miss up on 18 also. So I guess the nerves got to me a little bit at the end there. You know, got into a playoff with Lauren Roberts and Colin Montgomery. We had a very hectic start again. Hung in there to shoot a 3-over par 74. And then myself and Lauren went into a sudden death where I eventually won it on the second extra hole. So it took a good week and another day to win that U.S. Open. So it was a lot of hard work.
I bet. You probably thought it would never end.
Absolutely. I mean, I thought, you know, 90 holes, I think it's still kind of, it might still be the record of, I think Hale Irwin also won a U.S. Open playing 90 holes. So, yeah, I mean, it was a lot of work. So I have a lot of good and bad memories from Oakmont. You know, it's such a tough golf course.
I want to get into the difficulty of the course in a second, but, you know, this was back when the playoff was actually on Monday, 18 holes, And then if there was still a tie, it would go into sudden death. And I know the USGA changed that in 2018, eliminating the traditional 18-hole Monday playoff. And since then, it's been the, you know, the two-hole aggregate playoff followed by sudden death if needed. So, my goodness, you don't have to stay an extra day if it does go into the playoff. But what about Oakmont? I mean, just a brutal test, right?
Yeah, and I mean, it's really a brutal test, to your point. I mean, it's just, you know, it's such a great golf course. You know, when I played it, it was tree-lined, you know. A lot of trees was there. But, you know, they've done a couple of renovations, and I see there's, you know, there's maybe just one or two oaks left, you know, on the golf course. But they wanted to take it back to how the golf course was designed back in, I think, 1904. So, but what a golf course. It tests everything in your game, your accuracy, your power, you know, your finesse, your putting ability, your chipping, pitching, everything about your game will be tested around that golf course. And playing such a prestigious event, you know, I think it was only fair to have an 18-hole playoff. You know, it's such a huge honor to be playing in the U.S. Open. And if you tie, you know, sometimes on that sudden death or an aggregate, you know, format, you know, you could get a bad bounce and actually lose the event after playing, you know, great golf for a week. So I'm sure there's still a little debate left, you know, on how to actually conclude a championship. But, you know, I was lucky enough to have won that that playoff, obviously.
Yeah, good point. Absolutely. And, you know, I was at Oakmont when Dustin Johnson won in 2016 and actually had the opportunity to play it the Monday after the U.S. Open. And, boy, those church pews, the bunkers there, the piano keys. You know, it's just and it's a historic course. Right. It's designated a National Historic Landmark. And you just have to stay in the fairway or forget it. The rough around the greens is just intense. The rough itself all over is, I mean, it's such a great test. And for you to win it there, I tell you, and you won some incredible major titles at classic golf courses, Ernie, for sure.
Yeah, and I've been very fortunate, Dan. Thank you. You know, to be on the list of champions at Oakmont is incredible. You know, after me, obviously, there's been another two U.S. Open champions crowned by, you know, through Angel Cabrera, who also won the Masters. He's just won two majors on the senior circuit with us. You know, Dustin Johnson, you know, incredible player, also multiple major champion. And before us was, you know, Johnny Miller, Larry Nelson, there was John Mahaffey, won the PGA. You know, you talk about, you know, Jack Nicklaus, you talk about Ben Hogan. I mean, Bobby Jones, I mean, it's the who's who, you know. So to be on that list is incredible. And also the ladies champions that have played there and won on that special golf course. And that's all very astute kind of players. So it's good to be on that list.
How did Johnny Miller shoot a 63 in the final round of the 73 U.S. Open there? I mean, that was just spectacular.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectacular. And I did hear that it rained a bit, so it made it a little softer, but that's no excuse. The guy was one of the best iron players the world's ever seen. He was such a ball striker, and obviously his putter was good. I remember reading an article where he explained how he shot that 63, and he was that good with irons that he was so in control of his golf ball that he was leaving himself up your putts. I was just lucky enough to hit the green, if you're lucky enough to do that. But he was so skillful that he could leave his iron shot short of the hole and keep himself up your putts. There's not too many times in a man's career or any golfer's career where you're in that control of your game, where you can actually control your ball to just have up your putts. So that was pretty nice to read.
Incredible. Just brilliant for sure. But, your other major titles, the 2002 Open Championship, Mirrorfield, and another sudden-death playoff, right? And then the Open Championship title in 2012 at Royal Lithium in St. Anne's. The U.S. Open title in 97 at Congressional. So your wins, Ernie, are on classic designs. Yeah.
No, thank you. I've always enjoyed playing these old, I won't say old, but historical venues. Congressional has a lot of history to it. Also, Muirfield in Scotland, and then obviously Lytham. And it's just by chance that I really won there, to be honest with you. But looking back, you're very proud of being able to win on those venues. So it just... these type of venues, as I said, it tests your all around game, and in major championships things can get really tight. So your mental game also has to be there. You gotta feel like you're destined to win. When you have that feeling and you have good game, sometimes good things happen to you on the golf course. And when I look back on those four majors that I won, on the regular tour, I had those feelings. I felt like I was very prepared. I liked the golf course I was playing, and good things kind of happened for me. And that's how you kind of win these things. You need a bit of good fortune to win.
And fast forward, you are 55 years old now, and you've been playing on the PGA Tour Champions, and you're really lighting up the tour. You won a senior major title. You have 7 PGA Tour Championship titles so far. And I read what your scoring average is, 68. So, what's your secret about keeping your game so sharp as you age?
Well, and I think it's just, we still have a love for what we do. I'm not going to do this forever. It feels like I've been playing forever. But, I still enjoy it. I'm still at an age, believe it or not, we kind of look after ourselves a little bit better maybe than we did earlier, and we're playing against really competitive guys out here on golf courses that we can actually score on, hence my scoring average of 68. We're playing PGA Tour venues that we played back in the past, which is kind of outdated for the youngsters now. So we can reach par fives and so forth. So if you have your game in shape, you can score, But, I'm having a pretty nice time, but not as good as Bernhard Langer. Bernhard Langer has won 47 or 48 times, and he's still going. So he's kind of the beacon out there that everybody strives to get to.
Do you see yourself playing as long as Bernhard is playing? He's in his late 60s and still going strong.
No, he's unbelievable. I say when they have to cut him, you know, there's not going to be any blood. It's just going to be a bunch of wires. You know, he's a cyborg.
I love
and
it.
And I mean that in the best possible way. He's just an incredible guy. He hasn't changed anything in his routine. He still does things very, very the same as what he did 30 years ago. And amazing player. But we'll see. You know, I'm 55. I've got a lot of other things going on, but I still like playing. So we'll see when I wake up and I don't feel that desire, I'll probably stop.
What are your thoughts about the current players? I mean, Scottie Scheffler, he's lighting it up. He's won three of his last four events. Just your observations, Ernie, on, you know, the current state of the PGA Tour and the talent.
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually speaking to you now, watching the French Open tennis, and, you know, I'm watching Yannick Sinner play, and, you know, he looks like he's just a step above. You know, it's just everything about him. He's serving, his ground strokes, everything is just a little quicker. And, you know, he just looks like he's a little above the rest of the field. And I see the same on our PGA Tour, you know, with Rory and Scottie Scheffler really separating themselves now from the pack. Seems like guys have not quite kind of kept up with the going rate. You know, these guys are really gone to another level. So I'm a little concerned there. You know, there's not the competition maybe that's needed at the moment, but things can change. You know, this is sport. But it's great to see. I mean, Scotty is absolutely dedicated himself to the game. So has Rory. So has some other players. You know, on the Live Tour, you know, DeChambeau is quite something to watch. But, you know, the rest of the field, they've got a lot of work to do to stay up there with the best in the world now.
You'd rather see, you think there's not enough depth that these guys are dominating, Scotty and Rory and some of these guys, or?
Well, you know, just their performance right now, I think, you know, it reminds me of my era with Tiger. You know, we had a really good group of players in Phil, Vijay, Davis, Fred, myself, Latif. I mean, there's a lot of other names that we all kind of won our fair share of tournaments, but Tiger was just so much better, you know, that, you know, we almost wouldn't ever talk about it. And I'm kind of seeing a little bit of the same. You know, I see some players, you know, want to show their mettle, and then they kind of disappear a little bit, either through injury or just not playing to their level. So it's going to be interesting to see the next 18 months or so, who's going to step up, you know, whether it's a young player coming through or a veteran rededicating themselves to the game.
Hey, I want to mention your outstanding charity work, Ernie, because for as long as I can remember, you and Liesl have done such great work. You have the Owls for Autism Foundation. You opened the Owls Center of Excellence a while ago. I mean, your work, you and your wife's work, is just so commendable.
Well, thank you, Anne. I mean, it's just because of, you know, you want to take care of your own family, you know, and with Ben and, you know, our beautiful Samantha, you know, our kids have been so influential in our family life, in our lives, you know, and then with Ben, you know, with autism, you know, growing up in England and then moving over here, and then, you know, starting the Else for Autism Foundation and all the wonderful, great people that that work with us, you know, in our center, you know, every single day, you know, driving our mission forward. The staff, everybody at our center are just the most amazing people. You know, it's really part of their lives, you know, the life of autism. And just to try and better the lives of these kids and people with autism is really the driving force behind our whole mission. So it's all because of Ben. You know, Ben is 22. His sister Samantha, she's 26. She's just turned 26. And two of the most greatest kids we could ever have, you know. So very blessed. After all these years, you know, not knowing exactly where we were going to go with this, and now looking back and just looking at Ben as a blessing to our family, it's been quite a journey.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.